In the nearly 2 months since the Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami, many, many people have volunteered to help. Among them, doctors who work for the American HMO, Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser has developed an ongoing program to help its doctors volunteer in the tsunami zone. Dr. Vaji Dharmasena, an OBGYN, and Dr. Sarah Beakley, a pediatrician, have recently come back from their trips. For both of them, it was their first time during disaster relief. In fact, both of them had only practiced medicine in the United States until now.
It was my heart's desire to be able to go where the need is so great and where I can really go and make a difference. And it's something I've always wanted to do my whole career, and this is the opportunity to do it.
Even when I look back about the experience, about what I saw, I'm still puzzled by it. It is incomprehensible. It's hard to believe this ever even happened. Miles and miles of destruction.
We were actually very fortunate in that the particular town we were in, which is Batticaloa, had a very well-organized international aid response. So we went to the refugee camps with good medical supplies, and we would set up under a shady tree or perhaps in a tent, and the patients would line up and, through an interpreter, would tell us what they were concerned about.
These lines of patients usually grow. Once we saw 100 patients, there would be another 50. And once we saw the 50, there would be another 10. Sometimes it's the availability of daylight, which was a determining factor how many more patients could we see. So most of the time, until there was no more daylight, we saw patients.
And that actually is very similar to what we do in our jobs in the outpatient department at Kaiser. The difference was that what we were able to deliver to them was much more limited. We could address their colds or their cuts or their pneumonias, but in terms of chronic conditions or in terms of things that needed bigger interventions like surgery, we did not have the ability to do that. And the local healthcare system is so overwhelmed and perhaps under-equipped that it couldn't handle it either. And so there's a point at which our knowledge and our desire to heal was really hampered by what we had available to us.
America is a very advanced country. In my practice, I have a lot of equipment. I have a lot of other things that help me to make a decision. There's nothing. There are no labs, no equipment. Essentially, what you have is your knowledge, your compassion. And sometimes it's just the look. Just to glance at the person and you know, very sick, not so sick, no sickness, but a lot of emotional healing needs to be done.
Because we weren't always able to deliver, you know, modern technological medical care, we were always able to deliver compassion and listening and understanding and caring. And that is something that we can do in our own offices every day and that everybody heals with. We've all come home wanting to do more of that.
Most of the sicknesses do come from emotional problems, and I think listening to a patient heals. Other stuff is very important, of course, to get all the other labs done, but to be able to sit down and talk to a person and really listen, that's most of the healing that's already done. And that's what we felt there. Most of the healing all could be done just by listening.
Dr. Vaji Dharmasena and Dr. Sarah Beakley, who've returned from relief work in Sri Lanka.